This is Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. Statistics tell us that there is an increasing number of people in the culture today who are remaining single and for a lot longer. Do you see a difference between the singleness that Paul was encouraging and that which we see happening around us today?
Yes, because I don't think that a lot of the singleness that we see happening around us today is designed to increase devotedness to the Lord. That's what Paul said. He said, the problem with marriage in a crisis situation that he found himself in was that it would distract a person from full devotion to the Lord. Well, when I look around at the kind of secular singleness, it's the last thing on many of singles' minds is I'm keeping myself free from the entanglements of marriage in order that there might be a more radical focus on and devotion to Jesus Christ. That is not what's dictating the change in statistics in our culture. And so, no, I think probably it's almost the reverse, that many people are afraid of commitments and afraid of relationships. Many people are eager to stretch their wings and do their own thing. And then maybe later when they've traveled the world and done lots of things that satisfy them, they will lock into somebody maybe. So there's a lot of independence and a lot of desire to satisfy their own immediate desires, which has nothing to do with what Paul was talking about, namely increased devotion to the Lord.
So those who are single then, if they're looking ahead and they're just kind of saying, well, I just want to do my own thing, as a Christian, how would you challenge them to maybe reassess what is your calling? What is your ministry?
Right. I would say singleness is a gift for as long as you have it. And some people God means to have it a lifetime, and some people God means to have it for a season. And while you have it, consult the scriptures to see how you can maximize the freedoms of singleness for the glory of Christ. Because there are advantages to being married, and there are advantages to singleness when it comes to serving Jesus. And I would just encourage Christian single people to say, for this chapter in my life, while I am single, what is it about my singleness that could make me especially fruitful for Christ? And then to give themselves to that.
God intoxicated and Bible saturated. You will find an ever-growing source of materials from John Piper aiming to embody those phrases at desiringgod.org. Come browse our online resource library, and perhaps you'll learn to enjoy God as you never have before. www.desiringgod.org or call 888-346-4700.